Relationship security is the holy grail of relationships. In each one of our relationships, we're working to achieve it. Relationship security being a state of safety, certainty, and confidence about each other and about the bond between you, which brings about a natural state of ease, relaxation, and well-being. Relationship security is not something that just happens to you. You actually have to actively create it. To learn more about this, you can watch my video titled, The Biggest Mistake People Make About Relationship Security. When we don't have security in a relationship, it presents a real serious problem. The parts of ourselves that protect us from the other person come to the forefront and usually destroy the relationship instead of make it better. We enter into a state of distress, causing us to literally become unhealthy on a mental, emotional, and physical level. Our self-confidence, our self-worth, and our estimation of our own lovability take a total nosedive. Our energy levels, our motivation, and productivity are decreased. We default to dysfunctional behaviors and coping mechanisms to try to manage the fear and the pain that we feel, and this list just keeps going on and on. At face value, therefore, it seems like all we would be doing is to create relationship security and preserve relationship security at all costs, but this is not the case. In fact, one of the most under-recognized subconscious patterns is the pattern of deliberately creating insecurity in relationships. There are many reasons why a person would deliberately create insecurity in a relationship, but every one of them boils down to a person feeling like the only way to get a specific need of theirs met is to create insecurity in that relationship, or the only way to avoid a specific fear is to create insecurity in that relationship. To understand more about this dynamic in general, you can watch my video titled, There is No Such Thing as Self-Sabotage. So that you can understand this better, here's an example. Kara has 3 very close friends, but she is ruining those friendships. She has a nasty little habit of having a breakdown every so often where, seemingly out of the blue, she cries about feeling unsatisfied in the friendship and wants to go spend time with other people instead of spending as much time with them. This usually results in a 4-way conflict where everyone ends up crying. The truth isn't what Kara is saying. She doesn't really want to spend less time with them and more time with other people. So why is she saying it? Because whenever Kara happens to feel bad about herself, or fears that people will get used to her, Kara pushes people away so that she can make sure they don't take her presence for granted, and so that she can test whether they will either not care or whether they will pull her in instead. If they say things to pull her in and act miserable about the idea of losing her, she feels good about herself again. Her sense of self-worth rises. When Kara destroys the security that her friends feel in the relationship, they react in a way that helps Kara to avoid her fear of being taken for granted, and that meets her need for self-esteem. Kara spends months trying to build relationship security, only to destroy it in a matter of minutes. And of course, Kara feels like crap when she does this, because she has to live with the loss of security in her relationships with her friends. But the reality is, Kara's need for self-esteem, and to avoid the feeling of being taken advantage of, is more important to her than the feeling of relationship security, and is also more important to her than whether her friends suffer or not. To give you another example, Tobias has been dating a woman for a few months now. He's been working on getting closer and closer to her and helping her feel like she can really rely on him. She's been spending the night at his house often enough lately that she decided she would leave a bag with some of her toiletries at his house. When Tobias went into the bathroom and found this toiletry bag, he panicked. He felt furious and passive-aggressively threw it in the trash can. When she showed up later that night and looked everywhere for the bag, only to find it in the trash bag, all the security that she felt with him vanished. She confronted him on it, and at first he denied doing it. But then he admitted that it made him upset that she just assumed she could move something into his house. And just like that, all the security that they were building up was destroyed. What had happened is that Tobias experienced enmeshment trauma in his childhood. He wants closeness with a woman, but he also doesn't. When he gets close to a woman, inevitably he hits this point where he suddenly feels like he's going to get swallowed up and suffocated and controlled and like his life has to be all about pleasing her. So he destroys the security in the relationship and all sense of closeness to establish a sense of separation again. Doing this causes him to feel a sense of his own identity and boundaries again. Tobias has no clue how to have healthy boundaries, and no clue how to have both closeness and autonomy in a relationship. So currently, his need for autonomy and boundaries is more important than his need for relationship security, and he is willing to destroy it to meet those needs. Like I said, a person might destroy relationship security or create relationship insecurity for a great many reasons. To give you an idea of what I mean, a person might do it for the sake of increasing their own self-esteem, or to force someone else to pull them so they can feel wanted, or to push someone away so they can establish a sense of autonomy, or to gain the upper hand in a power struggle in a relationship, or to force someone to do what they want and to cater to their demands, or to prevent people from taking them for granted, or to deliberately punish someone and cause them to suffer, or to be the one to destroy a relationship first because they think it's going to end anyway and they'd rather be the one who is doing the leaving or doing the hurting rather than being left or being hurt first, or to protect a secret that they are keeping, or to avoid the fear that when somebody gets close to them, that person's going to decide they're bad and won't like them or want them, or to try to force someone to stop doing something that's hurting them, or to scare someone into meeting a need they have, or to mitigate their feelings of jealousy, or to cause someone to act in a way that creates relationship security for them. And this list could go on and on and on. At the end of the day, if you're doing something to create relationship insecurity, you need to face the part of you that is getting something out of doing so. You have to look at the consequences for what you're choosing to prioritize over relationship security. The biggest consequence, of course, being that you will not be able to create security in that relationship. What this boils down to is in whatever relationship that you happen to be in, you need to ask yourself, what are the various consequences of not being able to create security in this specific relationship? From there, you've got a choice to make regarding whether creating insecurity in your relationships, that specific one, is worth it, regardless of the short and long-term consequences, because you're getting something that you value more out of doing it. So often when we're engaged in a behavior like destroying relationship security for the sake of some need we have or for the sake of protecting ourselves from something that we're afraid of, we're going about getting a need met in an indirect and in a manipulative way. And so we have to realize that the door is in fact wide open to meet that need we have or to protect ourselves from whatever we fear in a better way and in a much more direct way. Can you recognize the way or ways in which you deliberately create insecurity in your relationships? And can you recognize why you do it? Have a good week. If you liked this video, be sure to hit the like button, subscribe to my channel, and consider sharing this video with your friends. You can also click on the bell icon to be notified of the next time that I post a video. I want to thank you personally for the bravery that you have to step into awareness. I'll see you in the next video.